Welcome, welcome, and triple. It's triple welcome. That's wait a minute. Let me think. I did one. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, well, maybe it's a double welcome. It's the Rob Zicari Show. I'm your host, Rob Zicari. On this Friday, the 19th of February, and we are one day away from the South Carolina caucus. Well, actually, it's not a caucus. It's the Nevada caucuses that will be coming up, and it's actually voting in South Carolina. That's good. It's actually real voting, so that's good. So it's one day away from voting, trying to set up the video feeds here. I had to I had an appointment this morning. Every once in a while, I have to take care of, like, personal stuff. Once in a while. And not a lot. You know, I think I'm pretty good with scheduling things that don't conflict with the show. But once in a while, something comes up and I have to do it. And it has to be done. They tell me it has to be done right when the show ends. I thought I would make it back in time, but apparently I didn't. That's why we're about a half hour late. But most of you listen to the podcast. Most of you download the show later. Most of you wait and listen, I guess, in your homes or I don't know where you listen to the show. All right, big day. Big day. How unlucky is Marco Rubio? Yeah, you got to admit. I mean, granted, I understand that South Carolina is its own state, and you know what goes on outside of South Carolina is different than what goes on inside, and they're voting. So it's not a national vote, but I got to tell you, he comes out yesterday. He's got the Nikki Haley endorsement. He's running around with Tim Scott. He's running around with Trey Gowdy. It's a big deal. It's like a shiny moment for him. And what overshadows him? Donald Trump fighting with the Pope. Like I said, I know you're talking about a national story, but still, I got to imagine if you're a voter in South Carolina, you caught that on the local news. You gotta figure you caught that in the local paper. So you got Rubio with Nikki Haley and people celebrating. And then right next to it, you have Donald Trump fighting. Fighting. And then today, you got Scalia having the wake, I guess you could call it. They don't really call it a wake. They don't really call it a wake. But it is a wake. I mean, that's what I've always known it to be. It's always what I've known it to be. So you got a wake. And you got the news programs covering that. Got the news programs covering that. No one's really talking about Rubio and Haley. Just my thoughts. Not really making a big story out of it. Doesn't have to be a huge segment. Just observing on this Friday before the voting begins. Now, a whole bunch of new polls hit. A whole bunch of new polls. And, of course, as always, everything is different. Everything is different. As far as NBC, Wall Street Journal, everything's different. Oh, man, everything is different. It's just, I don't know. What we're going to see tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to see tomorrow. It's going to be a big day. It's going to be a big day. But that NBC Wall Street Journal, man, they just want to be the poll that is different than every other poll. Amazing. Seriously, it's just amazing. And if everything holds up tomorrow and Trump wins and Rubio comes in second place, NBC really, really should be ashamed of themselves. Seriously, they really should be ashamed of themselves, because their polling and their narrative that they have trying to influence voters with, you got to remember something. NBC is liberal. Wall Street Journal is Murdoch, but I think it's more of an NBC slant. But regardless, it's an open primary. So, in theory, you can get Democrats, or you could just get people that want to mess with the polls, or I should say mess with the election. It can be done. It's an open primary. So if NBC creates a narrative that is completely different than everybody else, I mean everybody else, maybe they get some people that watch NBC, watch MSNBC, to go for Cruz. And beat Trump. Remember what I said. The liberals don't want to run against Trump. They do not want to run against Trump. They know, even as flawed as Hillary Clinton is, they will destroy Ted Cruz. They know that. They know they will destroy Ted Cruz. They would love to have Ted Cruz. They would love to have a guy that quotes Bible scripture, that has surrogates on the campaign trail talking about God killed Anthony Scalia so that Ted Cruz can get elected. I mean, just really weird, out of touch, biblical stuff. just really just bizarre. They would love to face Ted Cruz. So NBC, Wall Street Journal, they're giving it a shot. They're giving it a shot. They're giving it a shot. So last night, Fox News puts out a poll. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Fox is Murdoch. Wall Street Journal is Murdoch. Yeah, but there's more of a... There's more of a Murdoch... There's more of a footprint with the Wall Street Journal NBC crew. The NBC Wall Street Journal crew, I think NBC has more of a manipulation in that poll than the Murdoch Wall Street Journal crew. I think the Fox News crew, led by Roger Ailes, I think they know that if they played with the polls like the NBC Wall Street Journal crew, then it totally is Murdoch messing and maneuvering against Trump. So they couldn't do it. They had to play it straight. They had to play it straight. Because a NBC Wall Street Journal South Carolina poll came out that is in line with their NBC Wall Street Journal national poll. Except in the South Carolina poll, Trump is still up, but the gap has shrunk to the point of 3 or 4 points. So the Fox News poll comes out last night. It's a national poll, and it is exactly what all the other national polls have been saying. And it was taken after the Saturday debate. So there was no, some people were interviewed on a Friday. Some people were interviewed on a Saturday. Some people interviewed on a Sunday. Everything was after Saturday. And the poll says, nationally, Trump 36%, Cruz 19%, Rubio 15%, Bush 9%, Carson 9%, Kasich 8%. That's the Fox News national poll that was released last night. So now the NBC Wall Street Journal national poll that was released Wednesday is officially the only poll that has Ted Cruz beating Trump by 2 points. The only poll that is like that. Quinnipiac, Fox, CNN, USA Today, all of them still have a 35, 36, 33 to 19, 20. All those polls mirror each other. NBC is the only one that is bizarro opposite. Bizarro opposite. Now remember, that poll, which The Wall Street Journal crew had to admit, NBC crew had to admit, was a poll that only polled very conservative. That was it. That was their sampling of people that were very conservative. So the poll was skewed right out of the gate. But hey, NBC and Wall Street Journal doesn't care. But that poll, the Fox poll, was in line with all the other polls, which made the NBC Wall Street Journal poll bogus. So now, and it's funny because, again, NBC, Wall Street Journal, want to create, this narrative, and the fact that, and the fact that the Fox poll basically put them in their place, I guess you want to say, they needed to create a new narrative. They were like, oh, man. That didn't work. That didn't work. All right. We got to get the narrative going again. We got a day left. I mean, think about it. So Wednesday, you released the poll. Shocking news. Chuck Todd and everybody on NBC. Shocking news. For the first time, Ted Cruz overtakes Donald Trump. Shocking news. There's the narrative. Every talk show, I mean, that's the narrative. Ted Cruz, he's having rallies. Look, we're in first place. Look. He's doing town halls. I'm in first place. Yeah, I'm in first place. So that's the narrative. Thursday, that narrative gets stepped on. You get new polls that say, this poll's bogus. So NBC goes, Wall Street Journal, okay, let's try it again. So now they come out with a poll today. This one's just for South Carolina. Now again, remember, every other poll this week, even South Carolina's own poll, like their own newspaper. All these polls have Trump still up by 20 points. So what happens today? NBC Wall Street Journal comes out with their poll that shows Trump at 28% and Cruz at 23%. Only a 5-point lead. Again, every other poll in South Carolina that's been taken this week has Trump up. And on top of that, this poll has Marco Rubio at 15% and Jeb Bush at 13%. And yet, every other poll, the South Carolina newspaper polls, every other poll has Marco Rubio surging. Every other poll has Marco Rubio surging. But the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, it has Jeb Bush surging. Every other poll has Jeb Bush at 4%. This poll has Jeb Bush basically neck and neck with Ted Cruz or with Marco Rubio. Like, come on. NBC, come on, man. I mean, really? Really? You're working this hard to create narratives. I mean, come on. I mean, Jesus. You're creating a narrative. I mean, you guys. It's amazing, guys. It really is. It really is. It really is. I'm looking at a CNN poll from yesterday that has Trump at 42%, Cruz at 23%. C's poll a day later had Trump at 28% and Cruz at 23. I mean, if you go by this poll and throw out CNN's poll, so where did where did the votes go? Where did it go? CNN, NBC, you guys are funny. Fox. Oh, God. Rubio, Haley, Tim Scott, they're the new face of the GOP. New face of the GOP, but according to NBC, they are barely beating Jeb Bush. Hey, let me tell you something. If these polls, if the NBC polls, if the NBC polls finish, if the NBC polls finish where they are, then I would say Rubio and Jeb Bush, and of course Ted Cruz, all have to get out. They all have to get out. Then it's just Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Seriously. If tomorrow's voting ends and it mirrors the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, and you have Donald Trump win by 5, and Marco Rubio barely beats Jeb Bush with 15 and 13%, both of them, then how does Marco Rubio go forward and win? How does Jeb Bush go forward and win? How do they do that? If they couldn't win in New Hampshire, which is moderate, and they couldn't win in a evangelical state that also has a huge amount of military personnel, and you have George Bush campaigning and the mom and every other Bush member, and you got governors and senators. If you got all these people that are running around with Rubio and Bush, and they can't get more than 15%, they need to get out. End of story. If you go by the NBC poll and it finishes off exactly like NBC says it's going to, then Bush and Rubio need to get out. End of story. But my prediction is, okay, my prediction is, like the national poll that NBC Wall Street Journal did, is wrong. They are doing something funky. They are trying to create a narrative going into tomorrow. They're maneuvering. Chances are this poll was done the exact same way they did the national poll, where they took the sampling from a very conservative group, and amongst the very conservative, Rubio gained ground. I can't imagine that the national poll that NBC Wall Street Journal did was conducted any different or vice versa than the South Carolina NBC Wall Street Journal poll. So if the Wall Street Journal NBC poll nationally was conducted in a certain way, that same way had to be done with the state of South Carolina, because once again, they are the only poll that shows Ted Cruz either beating Trump nationally or almost catching him in South Carolina. When you go to USA Today, the most recent South Carolina poll for USA Today has Trump at 32%, Cruz at 18%, and Rubio at 17%. And that's exactly what everybody has been saying is going on in South Carolina. The race is for number two. But now all of a sudden NBC is saying, oh no, no. The race is really for number one, because Ted Cruz is only down by 5 points. NBC Wall Street Journal. What do you know? It's just dishonest. What they're doing is dishonest. It's really dishonest. That's make me nuts. I know it makes me nuts. But thought I would share all of that with you.